Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I'm the Deputy Director of the Perlmutter Cancer Center at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City, and I'm a medical oncologist. I'd like to describe to you today several interesting abstracts from the recent Society for Melanoma Research meeting that was held in Boston, Massachusetts. Both of these related to the idea that while LDH is a negative prognostic indicator in melanoma, patients receiving checkpoint inhibition immunotherapy can still have responses of long duration when the LDH is high, just as they can when the LDH is within normal. The first abstract was presented by Tony Rebus from UCLA, in which he summarized results from the so-called KEYNOTE-001 study, the phase 1-2 study of pembrolizumab, the PD-1 abrogating antibody. In this study, they stratified patients by their level of LDH, meaning below the upper limit of normal, from 1 times to 2 times the upper limit of normal, and then more than twice the upper limit of normal. And the response rates, as one might expect, clearly were associated with LDH level. They varied from 43% down to 26% when you're from 1 to 2 times normal, and a 7% response rate with twice normal LDH. Yet the interesting thing was the duration of response, whether you had an elevated LDH or your LDH was normal, was about the same. And if you had a normal LDH, 76% were in remission, 66% if your LDH was above normal, implying that the duration of response would be excellent as long as you achieved a response. It didn't depend on the LDH level. Interestingly, the authors pointed out that these results exactly paralleled that which was seen in the KEYNOTE-006 study, which was a randomized study in patients who were treatment naive. And there, for pembrolizumab, the response rates respectively were 40%, 34%, and 11% if you had normal, 1 to 2 times normal, or above twice normal LDH levels. Now, keep in mind that LDH catalyzes pyruvate to lactate and may be not just a prognostic marker, but could be immunosuppressive, because Larkin from the Royal Marsden then presented a compilation of data from a number of trials of nivolumab, the other PD-1 antibody that's approved in melanoma, where they took data from a randomized 3-arm trial of ipi plus nivo versus ipi alone versus nivo alone, or a trial of ipi plus nivo versus ipi, that's the so-called CheckMate 069 study, or a first-line trial of nivolumab versus chemotherapy, that's the 066 study. And this is over 1,200 patients where, again, they stratified these patients by LDH below the upper limit of normal, 1 to 2 times normal, and then more than twice normal, and saw very similar data to those discussed by Dr. Rebus with pembrolizumab, where for the combination, even though the below upper limit of normal response rate was excellent at 65%, it dropped to 45% and then to 33% as your LDH level went to twice normal and then more than twice normal. And their nivolumab data almost exactly paralleled the pembro data, with 51% versus 31% versus 17%, slightly better numbers, but still the same trend showing that your response rate with the PD-1 antibody nivolumab dropped as the LDH level rose. And they also looked at progression-free survival, and if you enumerated the PFS at 18 months, again, the same phenomenon: as the LDH level rose, the benefit dropped. For the combination, 54% PFS at 18 months versus 47 versus 17 for normal LDH, 1 to 2 times normal or twice normal. And for nivolumab alone, pretty much the same trend, 35% versus 28% versus only 5% PFS at 18 months when you had twice normal LDH. However, these responses were durable, and interestingly, they looked at the adverse events. And not only were the adverse events not any different in patients with normal LDH versus elevated LDH versus twice normal LDH, interestingly, for the combination, you could almost see a decreasing trend in the adverse events, although the numbers were relatively small and the numbers were quite close together. So bottom line is that LDH remains a puzzling but significant negative prognostic factor in melanoma in general and for immunotherapy, and understanding how best to treat patients with quite elevated LDH above twice normal remains a major unmet need in melanoma. This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber reporting, and again, please do call in with your comments on this presentation. Thank you very much for your attention.